Hello, this is Helen from businessplusbaby.com doing my first ever audio book review. And this book is called Work From Home by Judy Hemmingsley and is a book about working from home, as you might expect. And so you may be thinking, well, why do I need a book to tell me how to work from home? Surely I just pull out my laptop, find myself a space on a table somewhere and away I go. But actually, there's a surprising amount to working from home you may not think about. First of all, there's the, are you the personality type to be able to deal with it? Because if you're more extrovert, maybe you might find the isolation is a bit of a challenge. Then there's things like staying motivated, dealing with procrastination, and having the self-discipline to get the work done when it needs to be done, when you don't have a boss or colleagues watching you. There's also the issue of how you're actually going to earn money. Big one, that. So if you've got a job already and you want to start working from home but keep your job, there's a section on negotiating with your boss because you need to come up with that win-win situation where it's good for the company and it's also good for you to work from home. And if you're starting your own business, there's some useful information there on how to go about that. There's a lot of practical information too in this book, things like your workspace, what sort of desk do you need, what sort of chair do you need, what do you do if you don't have a room in your house you can dedicate to your home office, because many of us with small families, young families, we don't have that space. What do you do in that situation? What do you do if you need to meet clients? Do you want to bring them to your home? Are there other places you can meet your clients? Yes, there are. Avoiding isolation and keeping a professional image. I mean, I'm sure we've all got this image of people who work from home sitting, slurping coffee, sitting in their pyjamas. And I don't think many people do that a lot of the time, in fact. But how do you keep that professional image when you are working in your own home? And it's obviously not an office environment or a business environment all the time. Getting out of your house just because you work at home doesn't mean you always have to work at home. You can go to coffee shops, and there are work hubs as well, which are great and you may not have heard about if you've never worked at home before. And also separating work from home, so both in terms of time, so you know you don't particularly have a start to your working day and an end to your working day unless you make that for yourself, and also how do you work around a family or your partner who may also be working at home. How do you fit all that into the same space, you know, your personal life and your work life in the same space in your home? So really